Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 3, question 6. Did God create man thus wicked and perverse? No, but God created man good and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness, that he might rightly know God his Creator, heartily love him, and live with him in eternal blessedness to praise and glorify him. And then question 7, whence then comes this depraved nature of man? From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. And then question 8, but are we so depraved that we are wholly incapable of any good and prone to all evil? Yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. You may recall by this point that as we go through the Heidelberg Catechism this year, we're looking for harmonies to the Heidelberg Catechism in other confessional statements. And so far, we have gone to England and we have gone to France in finding other confessional statements that harmonize with the Heidelberg Catechism. This morning, we go to Belgium. We turn to the Belgic Confession of Faith, which is, of course, the confession of faith of our church, and thinking about the beginning of answer number 6. God created man good, and after his own image, that is, in righteousness and true holiness. Listen to how that harmonizes with the Belgic Confession of Faith. Article 14, we believe that God created man out of the dust of the earth and made and formed him after his own image and likeness, good, righteous, and holy, capable in all things to will agreeably to the will of God. Now, we could go on reading, and we would find that the Belgic Confession also harmonized with the negative portrayal of our powers, of what has happened to us as a result of sin. But in this harmonized witness to man's original constitution, there's something very important for us to take away from that. What we are, what we experience in ourselves in terms of how we don't do what we know is right, what on some level we would like to do, how we have such a tendency, it's so easy to lapse into sin, whether in speech or in thought, in desire, or in action. That's not how we were originally created. One of the main sources of our misery, of our difficulties, of the distress that we feel in this life is because we're not living up to how we were meant. Something has gone badly wrong. And it's a wonderful thing that in the end of this Lord's Day, we're pointed to hope as well. In ourselves, in our corrupt nature, there's no hope. There are no resources that can be called on to enable us to significantly do better. But there is one hope, and that hope is being born again by the Spirit of God. How we need the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives.